We're live at EXT, Local 518. Hamilton Craig is here. Hi, Hamilton. Welcome back.
Hello. How are you?
Good. What brings you back to town? Because you're normally off at school.
Yes. Well, I'm on a brief break right now, which is drawing rapidly to a close. I spent most of my summer on campus working on an independent study, but I was lucky enough to do a fair amount of playing in the region while I've been back, and I've been recording my first full-length album, which has been pretty intensive schedule because I've only been back for about 3 weeks, but a lot of fun.
When have you had time to write the songs that would be this album?
I wrote most of them during the time that I was at school, particularly over the summer, where it was a little much less structured. I found myself having a lot of time, and it's been really satisfying. I feel like my songwriting has actually, I've taken a different, and I think sort of more work-intensive and less inspiration-intensive approach almost while I've been at school, in that I've developed a routine of sitting down and writing and working and going after the inspiration rather than sort of waiting for the mood to strike me. Maybe being in the college work environment has aided in giving me that perspective, which has ended up being really helpful and useful to me.
Do you have like a set time when you sit down to do this, or?
I try to make sure that I don't let a day go by where I don't do some little thing, whether it's composing a melody, composing a line, coming up with an idea for a song or something. You know, I try to find some time in the day where I make myself produce something that can at least be worked on going forward.
So that process of writing, that sort of putting yourself in the space where you have to do this mm-hmm. for a bit, and the goal isn't necessarily to create a song at that moment.
It isn't. No, the goal is mainly to like maintain a sort of flow, just like stir the pot. I think for a long time, a lot of people who are in artistic disciplines feel like they're sort of at the mercy of inspiration, and it can be kind of frightening. You're like, if my inspiration dries up, like what's gonna happen? Or like, I don't feel like I'm generating these ideas, I feel like they come to me. And that sort of begs the question of like, what would happen if they stopped coming to me? So I think it was a reaction to trying to break out of some of that anxiety and feel a little more like I had more agency in the process. So it's just a little way of sort of reaffirming that.
This album that you're working on, how fully formed is it? Do you have like all of the songs? Do you have a title for the album kind of thing?
Yes.
Do you have an idea of when it might come out?
I do. I have pretty much all of those. As far as how many songs are going to be on it is not entirely certain. I've written quite more than I think would comfortably fit on one album that are new that I like, and I'm thinking of trying to split them up over multiple projects. This one will probably have 8 to 10 tracks on it or something like that. The title of the album is Don't Panic. I've even gone so far as selecting the album art. I think that there is a sort of a broad thematic association between the songs that I'm choosing, as I think there has been on both of my EPs. I think it's going to be a nice cohesive group of songs, and I'm still agonizing over some of those like cuts and decisions of what goes where. November 11th is the release date that we have set for now. I've been putting together a mailing list for people at my shows, and they're going to receive download codes for the album when it comes out. It's going to be, you know, an online release like my two previous things.
Where can folks find you online if they want to reach out and say hi? Or?
So in the process of sort of changing my online presence a lot, because a lot of people know the algorithm on Facebook was changed a lot, and that was very detrimental to the sort of reach that could be achieved in terms of promotion, especially since that had fallen a little by the wayside while I'd been at school, and so I hadn't been keeping it up as much as I should have. I've switched much more to an email-based strategy, so if people want to contact me at hamiltoncraigmusic1996@gmail.com, that's where they can reach me. And if they want to just hear my previous music, that's at hamiltoncraig.bandcamp.com, where they can see my two previous EPs.
Hamilton, let's have a listen to what you've been working on.
Sure.
You want to play a couple songs for us?
Absolutely.
What would you like to start with?
I'm going to open with this song called No Blame. Breathe the air and be a terror. I'll kill any doctor, any liar, any spy. Do me your wedding dance. Show me your beauty in your hospital underpants, with your open mouth in your ruin. Skyscraper by the sea, dream a little dream of me before going down to the street. My name is Juniper. Is Allison, the name's Jane. My pain is not a common sense, it is heaven sent, no shame. To is you, then you know. Forget the medicine and everything, and go free. Your pain. Not a common sense, it is heaven sent, no blame. I'm Hamilton Craig from Shushan, New York. This is your home for local music. For local 518 every day, keep it on 97.7 EXT. It isn't so bad in the end. It isn't so bad in the end. An old and broken heart, in the rib cage of a child, is trouble from the start. Is meek but never mild. But it isn't so bad in the end. It isn't so bad in the end. Tie me up in my princess gown, mother, tie your daughter down. A morbid indoor boy, sour milky white, got a whole second sight, but no quality of life. But it isn't so bad in the end. It isn't so bad in the end. Tie me up in my princess gown. Mother, tie your daughter down. It isn't so bad in the end. It isn't so bad in the end. Tie me up in my princess gown, mother. Tie your daughter down. Mother, tie your daughter down.
And we're live at EXT Local 518 Hamilton. Craig, that song is It Isn't So Bad in the End, right?
Yes, it is.
The new album, Don't Panic,
mm-hmm.
the one you're working on right now. We had a discussion, I think, the last time you were here about your influences. You grew up around a folk music scene.
Yes.
Who are some of the folks that you find most inspirational in terms of musicians?
Well, it's interesting. It's changed a lot. And this has been another of the factors that has produced a real change in my approach to songwriting. For a very long time, and when I first spoke to you, this was certainly the case, I did not listen to folk music or singer-songwriter music really at all. And I thought that was good. I think it was deliberate. It was a way, you know, you create sort of a vacuum around you and make you more original, I guess. The thing is that if you don't enjoy anybody that sounds like what you're doing, or you don't enjoy, feel like the type of music you make is the type of music you listen to, it's hard to have the right kind of enthusiasm. So lately I've taken an approach to listening to more of that kind of music, listening to more folk music. I've delved a lot into stuff I listened to when I was younger. Elliott Smith, Townes Van Zandt, stuff like that has been really prominent in terms of what I've been listening to lately. That is part of what has helped to produce the change. My enthusiasm for songwriting and my engagement in it has only increased since the last time we talked. It's been part of, you know, having a more workman-like approach to it. The other aspect, I think, has been just getting more involved in sort of trying to create within a context of sort of peers or people that I like or people that I admire. You know, also just my friends' music, like Jonah Moberg, my very good friend who performs as Joan Kelsey. Their music is fantastic. We're frequently in contact. We're frequently sharing ideas, you know, and getting more involved in the Capitol music scene, you know, through them. And it's just finding your context and finding your community, I think, is a huge part of what makes creativity satisfying, especially at a level where you're not a rock star. You know, you've got to find those things that make it really gratifying.
So do you want to be a rock star?
Of course I want to be a rock star. Yeah, absolutely.
And what would you say on their first big, huge stadium stage?
What would I say?
Yeah, what would you come out on stage and what would be the first words out of your mouth?
Oh, I would say, hi, Mom, I guess. Yeah, I don't know. What would you say? Something very trite, I'm sure.
That's
I wouldn't
awesome.
Have any. I would be dumbstruck.
That's awesome. Now, where do you get the inspiration for these songs, the ones you just played and the songs that you're going to include on, or that you're pretty sure you're going to include on Don't Panic?
Yeah. A lot of this album comes from feelings I've had coming to a greater understanding of myself and my experiences and trying to exert a certain kind of authority over the meaning of those experiences, which is very important to me. I think we may have alluded to last time that I've had contact with the mental health system, and that has ended up becoming extremely important, especially to what I'm doing creatively now, in the way that while that system is ostensibly in place for the benefit of people, that it is also a system of authority which arbitrates the meaning of people's experiences. It tells you what your experience means. It tells you what your pertinent label is and who you are within the context of a power structure in which you don't really have input. I think that was very painful to me to have experienced that, and it's painful to me that other people are experiencing it. I've gained sort of something of a sense of mission, I think, lately, especially with this album, of trying to give voice to my experience in my own words, setting an example of taking back control of the meaning of what happens to you, the meaning of how you feel, the meaning of your life, what parts of yourself you value, who you think you are, what's worth preserving, and trying to see it as a way that I explicitly state that now in my promotional materials, that I have this ambition to, in some small way, to lead people in that direction, particularly people who have had this contact with that system.
So it sounds like an empowering.
Very much so.
Kind of thing.
Very much so.
Empowering for you, but also for the people who listen.
Hopefully, yeah. I have this idea that when you listen to music, it's a way of creating this kind of imagined community, right? When you listen to a song, particularly a song that you find relatable, you're connected to a community of, you know, fellow sufferers, fellow celebrators, fellow, you know, whatever. You know, when you're listening to a love song, you're in a way participating in the community of other people who are, have been in love, you know. To make these songs that are geared towards people who are marginalized because of the ways that their brains function, because of the way that their brain function is perceived or labeled by certain structures within society, it's hopefully as a way of engendering community in a way that's empowering. That's my goal. And that has been a huge part of, once again, deepening my enthusiasm, deepening my sort of joy in what I'm doing as an artist.
That's great. Well, Hamilton, thank you so much for doing this.
Oh, yes, you're very welcome. It's wonderful to be here. Thank you for having me back.
Let's remind folks how they can reach out to you and say hi and maybe get on your e-list and
yes,
stuff.
Yes, wonderful. Yeah. So if you would like to contact me with anything, or if you would like to get signed up for the mailing list, just email me at hamiltoncraigmusic1996@gmail.com. And if you'd like to go back and hear any of my previous releases, you can go on hamiltoncraig.bandcamp.com. I'd love to hear from you.
Hamilton, I wish you the best of luck with this new record.
Thank you very much.
Coming out November 11th called Don't Panic.
Mm-hmm.
What would you like to play for us as the final song?
This is a song that has had a couple of different titles over time. This is a song that certainly is related to the themes of empowerment that I've discussed in a very explicit way. I'm currently calling it I Can't Be Afraid. Down these nothing-colored walls, something crawls, something calls, tries to bloom in this private room. Toss and turn all night, in the morning light, I'm gonna fly in low. Flying low, let 'em taste the smell of smoke. Let 'em know I've got a burning hope. I cannot have anybody getting in the way. I'm not afraid, baby, I'm not afraid. I cannot have anybody slipping me away. Not afraid, baby, I can't be afraid. All these thoughts, I follow them around, run them to ground, kill them with sound. I have a life that is hard and bright, shining, shining through the last of you. The little truth I know, the truth I know, feel it rise up in my throat and glow until I nearly choke. I cannot have anybody getting in the way. I'm not afraid, baby, I'm not afraid. I cannot have anybody slipping me away. I'm not afraid, baby, I can't be afraid, no. I cannot have anybody slipping me away. I'm not afraid, baby, I can't be afraid, no. I'm not ashamed, baby, you do the same, oh yeah. Thank you so much. This is Hamilton Craig. Thank you for being a member of Exit 97.7 WEXT.